Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
In the
name of Lord Jesus, we begin tonight's service. Let's sing Him 204.
奉主耶稣圣名开始今晚的聚会，唱诗204首。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Before we begin our service, we're going to kneel down to pray and ask the Lord to guide us.
那在我们聚会开始之前，我们一起跪下祷告，求神带领。
Let's kneel down to pray.
一起跪下祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉耶稣圣名正道。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving us this opportunity to assemble in the church to worship Him.
那首先我要感谢神，让我们有这个机会在这边聚集，在这边来崇拜神。
So may the peace and joy of our Lord fill your hearts.
愿神从神来的平安喜乐与大家同在。
Tonight I'm going to share with you the topic on overcoming death.
那今天要跟大家分享的主题是战胜死亡。
I think death is a topic that we all try to avoid from, you know, talking about.
那在我们对话里面，我们常常会想要避免死亡这个话题。
Because we feel that to talk about it is not very edifying.
有时候我们会觉得谈论死亡这个议题是很不造就的。
But we know that everyone has to face.The reality of death.
但是我们知道，我们每一个人都必须要面对死亡的事实。
Whether we like it or not, the Bible tells us, everyone dies.
因为不管无论我们喜欢还是不喜欢，但圣经告诉我们，人总有一死。
We can turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9.
我们来翻开希伯来书第九章。
Please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9.
请翻开希伯来书第九章。
We read verse 27.
请读二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书九章二十七节。
And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment.
二十七节，按着命定，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So everyone is appointed to die once.
这边说到按着命定人人都有一死。
We know that the scriptures tells us man dies because of sin.
我们圣经告诉我们人死去是因为罪。
So from the time after Adam and Eve have sinned against God, the Bible says death enters into the world.
在自从亚当以及夏娃犯罪之后，圣经告诉我们罪进入了世界。
And so every one of us has to face death.
所以我们每一个人都必须面对死亡。
So that is why, yeah, you know, every time when we talk about death or when we attend a funeral service, sometimes we feel sad about it.
所以我们，所以在我们在我们的对话当中，或是我们参加丧礼的时候，我们总是会谈到这个问题。
Sometimes we even feel sad about it.
我们会感到很难过。
Because our loved one has passed away.
因为我们所爱的人离去了。
But we know that as Christians, we are different because we have hope in Jesus Christ.
但是身为基督徒，我们是不一样的，因为我们有未来，有盼望。
Jesus Christ came into this world to save us from death.
耶稣基督来到这个世界上来拯救我们脱离死亡。
You know that in the Bible, there are two categories of death.
在圣经里面有两种死亡。
The first is physical death, and the second is spiritual death.
第一种是肉体上的死亡，第二种是属灵上的死亡。
We find that if we are safe from this spiritual death, obviously we can also be delivered from this physical death.
如果我们能够从我们能够从这个属灵的上的死亡得救的话，那么我们也能够在这属肉体上的死亡得救。
Because the Bible tells us that those who die in the Lord are likened to be asleep in the Lord.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，在主里面死去的人就是在主里面安息。
That's why we all have to believe in Jesus Christ.
这也是为什么我们每一个人都要相信耶稣基督。
We know that Jesus is not one of the many founders of religions in the world.
我们知道基督教并不是一个由人在这个世界上由人所设立的一个宗教。
We know that Jesus Christ is different from all the other founders.
我们知道耶稣基督他跟这个世界上其他任何宗教的成立者是不一样的。
The Bible tells us that he is God who became flesh.
圣经告诉我们耶稣 是神道成肉身。
So he came to this world to die for us on the cross and shed his blood to purge us from sin.
所以他来到世界上为我们钉死在十字架上一血，用他的血来赎罪。
Why is it that Jesus is different from all the other founders of religions?
为什么耶稣基督他与这个世界上其他宗教的设立者不一样呢？
Because the Bible says that he is the life and resurrection.
因为圣经告诉我们他是生命以及拯救。
So no one founder has ever claimed to be life and resurrection.
所以没有任何其他一个宗教的成立者能够来做到这样的事。
We know that truly Jesus Christ has been raised.
我们知道实实在在耶稣基督他复活了。
Now the question is, how do we know that he has been raised?
但是问题是他，我们怎么知道他复活了呢？
Obviously, well, we who believe in Jesus believe that Jesus has been raised because the Bible tells us so.
那当然，相信耶稣基督的人承认这个事实，因为我们相信，因为我们相信圣经这样的告诉我们。
So if someone comes to you and asks you, how do you know?
那如果一个人来告诉来到你面前问你说，你怎么知道呢？
Can you believe from the bottom of your heart that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead?
你能够真的打从心里面来相信说耶稣基督真的复活了吗？
We know that God is Almighty.
我们知道神是全能的。
We turn to the book of Romans.
我们来翻开罗马书。
Please turn to the book of Romans chapter 8.
请翻开罗马书第八章。
We read verse 11.
十一节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
罗马书八章十一节。
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
罗马书八章十一节，然而叫耶稣 从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活了，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们的死者身体又活过来。
Here we are told that Christ was raised from the dead by the Spirit.
这边说到耶稣从死里复活者，
He's raised by the Spirit.
他是从在死里复活的，
是圣灵，
他是借着他是借着圣灵复活的。
So we know that the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, live in us today.
所以我们知道我们圣灵内住在我们里面。
So the Spirit testified to our heart that Christ has been raised.
所以圣灵内住在我们心里面，向我们证明耶稣基督的复活。
Even though we have not witnessed the resurrection of Christ.
虽然我们没有亲眼目睹耶稣基督的复活。
How is it that today we firmly believe in the teaching of the scriptures?
那我们今天是怎么样来确信圣经的教导呢？
Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit tells us so, Christ has been raised.
因为圣灵告诉我们耶稣基督的复活。
That's why Jesus Christ is different from all the other founders in the world.
所以这是为什么耶稣基督他跟世界上其他人不一样。
So whoever wants to be saved from death, He must come to Jesus Christ.
所以一个人若从死里面得到拯救，他必须要来相信神。
To believe in Jesus and to accept His truth.
必须要来相信耶稣基督，并且相信他的真理。
Today we may say, "Oh, we have already accepted the Christ."
那今天我们会说，我们已经接受耶稣基督了。
Not only that, we have come into His true church.
我们已经来到他的真教会了。
We know that according to Paul, according to Paul.
我们知道根据保罗所说的。
When we are reconciled to God, we are reconciled to God in one body.
我们若与神和好，那我们就与神成为一体了。
We can turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来翻开以弗所书第二章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
请翻开以弗所书第二章。
We read verse 16.
请读十六节。
And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
So we find that when we are reconciled to God, we are reconciled to God in one body together with others.
所以这边说到，我们若与神和好，就两下归于一体，与神和好。
We know that this one body here refers to the body of Christ.
这边的一体，这边说的提到一体，指的是在主里面的一体。
So according to the teachings of Paul, this one body refers to the church.
所以根据保罗的教导，这个一体指的就是教会。
So meaning if we are not raised together with Christ into this one body, we cannot be saved.
所以意思就是说，如果我们没有办法在这一在借由来复在死里面复活的话，我们就不能与神成为一体。
Because the Bible also tells us that God has transferred us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. That is the kingdom of God.
因为圣经教导我们，我们从这属黑暗的国度里面转变成进入这光明的国度，也就是神的国度。
And this kingdom of God actually is the body of Christ, and that is the church.
所以这个神的国度就是神，也就是教会。
So for us to overcome death, to have a life together with Christ, we must remain in the body of Christ.
所以如果我们要战胜死亡，能够在与神在一起的话，我们就必须要与神同在。
Must remain in the body of Christ.
我们必须要维持在神的身体与神成在神的一体里面。
That is the church of God.
也就是神的教会。
So we cannot depart from the church of the Lord.
所以我们不能离开神的教会。
Because this is the place where God has chosen to overcome death.
因为这里就是神所拣选来战胜死亡的地方。
So when we read, for example, Matthew chapter 16.
比如说我们来看马太福音十六章的话
The church has been given the power to resist the gates of Hades.
所以教会已经被权柄已经给予教会来战胜地狱
阴间
战胜阴间
So meaning sins and death have no power over us, over the church.
所以罪以及阴间没有办法来战胜我们。
So if we remain in the church of God, then sin cannot overcome us.
所以如果我们维持在教会里面的话，罪就没有办法战胜我们。
We can turn to Isaiah.
我们请翻开以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah.
请翻开以赛亚书。
We read chapter 25.
以赛亚书二十五章。
Isaiah chapter 25.
以赛亚书二十五章。
We can first read verse 7.
我们先来看第七节。
Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7.
以赛亚书二十五章七节。
And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations.
七节，他又必在这山上除灭遮盖万民之物和遮蔽万国蒙脸的帕子。
We know that this mountain, according to chapter 24, refers to Mount Zion.
这边第七节说到的山上，根据二十四节指的就是锡安山。根据二十四章指的就是锡安山。
So here in this mountain, God will destroy the surface of the covering cast over all people.
所以他又必在这山上除灭遮盖万民之物和遮蔽万国蒙脸的帕子。
So what is this covering here?
所以这个遮盖物 的东西是什么呢？
If we read verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
Chapter 25, verse 8.
二十五章八节。
He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth from the Lord.For the Lord has spoken.
八节，他已经吞灭死亡，直到永远。主神必擦去个人脸上的眼泪，又除掉普天下他百姓的羞辱，因为这是主神说的。
So we find that the church has been given the power to overcome death.
所以这边说到，属神的教会被接受了权柄来克服死亡。
How is it that the church has the power?
为什么教会拥有这样的权利呢？
Because of the presence of the Spirit.
因为圣灵的同在。
Because the church has been given this power to forgive sins.
因为教会被给予这样 的权柄来赦免人的罪。
That's why we find that the church can overcome death.
所以这就是为什么教会能够来克服死亡。
Therefore, it is essential for us to remain and keep ourselves in the church of God.
这也是为什么我们每一个人都必须要在维持在教会里面。
So we cannot depart from this body of Christ.
所以我们没有办法，所以我们才不会离开这样的的。才不会离开教会。
Some of us may say we have been in the church for many years.
有人会说我们在教会里面已经很多年了。
We have never departed from the Lord.
我们从来没有离开过神。
We know that Christians, like the children of God, have this duty towards God.
因为我们身为基督徒，也就是神的儿女，我们都有这样的义务。
What is that duty? That is the duty to obey and to follow His commandments.
这样的义务就指的就是要来遵从神的话语。
Only those who follow the commands of the Lord, and walk with God, can overcome death.
只有遵守神的命令的人才能够克服死亡。
Not everyone in the true church can overcome death.
并不是每个在真耶稣教会里面的人都能够克服死亡。
Even though God has given us this grace to raise us from the dead.
就算神给我们这样的恩典，能够让我们再次从死里面复活。
But on our part, we must follow the will of the Lord.
但是另一方面，我们要来遵从神的教导。
We can turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 5.
我们来翻开创世纪第五章。
Please turn to Genesis, chapter 5.
请翻开创世纪第五章。
We read verse 22.
我们先看二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
五章二十二节。
After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters.
二十二节，以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。
We read verse 24.
再来看二十四节。
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
二十四节，以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
Chapter 5 talks about the family of Adam.
创世纪第五章谈到亚当的后裔。
So we find that they live, they gave birth to children and they died.
所以这边提到亚当的后裔，每个人都生养儿女并且死去。
But Enoch was different.
但是以诺不一样。
He lived a normal life.
他活着是一般的生活，正常的生活。
Because he also have children.
他并且生儿养女。
But the only difference is he walked with God.
那是唯一不同的地方是他与神同行。
In verse 23, in 24, we are told that God took him away.
在二十四节说到神将他取去。
It's like he broke away from the cycle of death.
所以他打破了死亡的规律。
Because everyone dies.
因为每一个人都死去了。
Here we see that because he walked with God, and therefore he broke free from that cycle of death.
但是因为他与神同行，所以他打破了这死亡的命运。
There is a question we need to ask here.
所以我们在这边我们要问一个问题。
How can he walk with God for 300 years?
他是怎么样与神来同行三百年呢？
We know that God is a spirit.
我们知道神是个灵。
It's difficult, yeah, at time, you know, for.A human being, yeah, to understand God.
所以对于人类来说，要明白神是很困难的。
Now I want you to read two scriptures in the New Testament.
我们来看才新约的两个经节。
We first turn to chapter 11 of Hebrews.
我们先来看希伯来书十一章。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
We read verse
5. 第五节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5.
希伯来书十一章第五节。
By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
十一章五节，以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以前，已经得了神的喜悦，他的
蒙证。So he did not see death.The Bible says because he had this testimony that he pleased God.
这边说到，以诺不至于见死，因他已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
So there is like a proof in his life that is pleased God. So God took him away and broke him free from the cycle of death.
所以因为这边已经得到了神喜悦他的名证，所以神将他取去，他不至于见于死亡。
So quite simply.You know, for one to break free from the cycle of death, we must follow the will of the Lord and walk with God.
所以一个人如果要打破死亡的定律，他就必须要来跟从与神同行。
We can turn to Jude.
我们来看犹大书。
Jude, we read verse 14 and verse 15.
犹大书十四节和十五节。
Jude, verse 14 and verse 15.
犹大书十四节十五节。
Now Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesies about this man also saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints.
四节，亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说：“看那、啊、主带着他的千万圣者降临。”
Verse 15,
十五节。
To execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all the ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against them.
十五节，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，有证实不敬虔之罪的人所顶撞他的刚愎话。
We know that these two verses, the content of these two verses cannot be found in Genesis.
但是我们可以看到这些经节在创世纪里面都找不到。
But here we are told that this Enoch was given prophecy.
但是这边说却提到以诺他说了预言。
So from here we can see that when he walked with God.
所以我们可以看得出来，当他与神同行的时候。
We find that there is a close relationship between him and God.
所以我们可以看到人与神之间亲密的关系。
Actually, God gave him prophecy.
其实事实上，神给他预言。
To help him to understand the fate of his generation.
让他能够明白他这所属的世代的命运。
To allow him to understand how important it was for him to walk with God.
也能够让他明白能够与神同行的重要。
So likewise in our Christian walking with the Lord today.
所以当我们身为一个基督徒的路上。
We must find meaning in our walk with him.
所以我们要寻找与神的关系。
You know, sometimes we cannot make sense of our own belief.
有时候可能我们会对于我们的信仰感到不合理。
It's like we come to church, you know, it's so routine, and we cannot find any meaning to it.
比如说可能我们会觉得来到教会就像例行公事一样没有意义。
But in our walk with God, first we must be close to Him.
但是我们要与神同行，第一个我们首先要来亲近他。
By departing from corruptions.
要从败坏里脱离出来。
So when we flee ourselves from corruptions,
所以当我们从败坏里面脱离出来之后,
then we find that we can make sense of our belief.
所以我们对我们的信仰能够解释得通。
It's like everything makes sense to us.
所有的一切对我们来说都是合理的。
Why? Because we keep ourselves in the Lord.
因为我们让我们保持在在神里面。
We are able to see the world very differently from, you know, the way that the people of the world do.
所以当我们在看这个世界的时候，与这个世人所看的观的方式就会不一样。
Why? Because we look at things from the perspective of God.
因为我们看这个世界从以神的观点来看这个世界。
So if we can reach this level of walking with the Lord,
所以如果我们能够达到这样的地步来与神同行的话，
Surely we will all the more want to follow His will.
所以我们每个人都会来遵循他的旨意。
So this is how we can break free from the cycle of death.
所以这也是我们怎么样来打破这个死亡的定律。
When we read the Revelations,
我们来看启示录。
Chapter 13 and 14.
启示录十三章。
And 14, chapter 13 and chapter 14.
我们来看启示录十三章以及十四章。
Chapter 13 talks about You know, there are two beasts.
在启示录十三章里面提到两个兽。
Chapter 14 here talks about the 144,000.
在十四章里面提到144,000人。
Now the work of the beast, is to mark the people of the world.
所以这个兽是指的是来责备世人。
Mark. In.
然后，它也是。
We can read chapter 14 first. Yeah.
我们现在看，我们来看十四章。
We read verse 9.
第九节。
Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worship the beast and his image and receive his mark on his forehead or on his hand."
有些也有三位天使接着他们大声说，若有人拜兽和兽像，又在额上在或在手上受了印记。
And we find that these people shall be punished by God.
那我们知道这些人都会被神所惩罚。
We know that the church also has been given this duty to seal his servants.
所以在教会里面也是有这样要能够来将这个印给人。
We can read, Revelation chapter 7.
我们来看启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
We read verse 3.
第三节。
Saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servant of our God on their foreheads.
启示录七章三节，第一段，你们不可伤害等我们的应了我们的神和众仆人的耳。
This is the duty of the church.
这就是教会的义务。
We find that the beasts are also doing their works.
那我们也看到这个兽也，他们也做他们的工作。
So they go around, marking people.
所以他们在世人叫他给他们印记。
Right? Now we read chapter 12, verse 17.
我们来看启示录十二章。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Here it talks about how the dragon was angry with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of the offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这边说到龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女战争。
We can read chapter 14.
我们来看十四节。
Chapter 14.
十四章。
We read verse 12.
十四章十二节。
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
十四章十二节，圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神的诫命和耶稣真道的。
So we find that these two verses actually define the contents of chapter 13 and the first part of chapter 14.
所以我们可以看到这一个经节其实就是
这两节，
这两个经节把这十三章以及十四章的内容把它界定出来。
That is, the children of God must keep the commandments of God to the end.
所以神的儿女必须要持守神的诫命到直到最后。
But we know that Satan is in this world to cause the children of God to break the commandments of the Lord.
但是我们知道撒旦他在这个世界上来让这些神的儿女来跌倒。
That's why in chapter 12, verse 17, we are told that Satan shall fight against those who keep the commandments of God.
所以这也是为什么在十二章十七节提到这龙，也就是撒旦来向神的儿女来征战。
So the works of the beast is to cause us to fall, to break the commandments.
所以这个撒旦的工作就是要让来神的儿女来跌倒。
We read chapter 13 now.
我们来看十三章。
We read, for example, verse 8.
比如说看第八节。
And all who dwell on the earth will worship him.
这边说到，没有记在被杀羔羊的生命册上的，都要拜他。
Now, if someone worship another god,
如果一个人崇拜拜他的其他的神。
He breaks the first commandment, am I right?
他违反了第一个诫命。
Now we read chapter 13.
我们再来看十三章。
We read also verse 15. Okay.
我们来看十五节。
Chapter 13, verse 15.
十三章十五节。
He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed.
十五节，又有权柄赐给他，叫兽有像有生气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
After the second beast has come out,
所以当第二个兽出来之后，
The Bible says he made an image of the beast.
所以他这边说到有一个兽的影像。
He made.
他创造一个兽。
So people would worship the image of the beast.
所以人们会来崇拜这个兽。
兽像，
大家是崇拜这兽像。
And now think about this: if you bow down to an image,
我们想象，如果我们来崇拜一个影像，
then you are guilty of violating the second commandment.
那我们已经违反了十诫的第二诫。
So if you think about the movement of the world today,
我们想想看，想今天这个当今世这世界的潮流
，or the activities that happen in the world，
哦，这个当今这个世界所发生的一切的事情。
We find that they are geared towards drawing the people of God away。
那我们看到这一切将神的儿女逐渐的把他们拉走。
So that we sometimes we find that our heart is not in God, is not in the church。
有时候我们会觉得我们的内心，我们的人不在教会里面。
It's like being marked by the beast。
就像是被这些兽来印记一样。
We know that those who have received the mark of the beast shall not escape the punishment of God.
那我们知道被这些兽所印记的人是逃不了神的审判的。
Now, if we fall under the judgment of the Lord,
如果我们陷入神的审判里面，
surely we will suffer the second death.
那我们就一定会遭遇这第二个死亡。
Now, I want you to read chapter 14.
我们来看十四章。
Chapter 14, we read verse 13, okay?
十四章十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 13.
十四章十三节。
Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
十四章十三节，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们洗了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Here it talks about those who die in the Lord。
这边说到在主里面死去的人。
Who are these people？
他们是谁呢？
Verse 12 tells us that they are those who keep the commandments of the Lord and the faith of Jesus to the end。
十二节告诉我们，他们就是守神诫命和耶稣正道的。
So today, if we fail to obey God, obey the commandments of the Lord,
如果今天我们没办法守神的诫命的话，
though we may be Christian, maybe believers in the true church,
那就像我们在教会里面，我们相信耶稣的正道。
We may not die in the Lord.
我们还是没有办法在主里面死去。
Because we fail to keep the commandments of God.
因为我们没有办法来守神的诫命。
Now.Look at verse 13 again.
我们再来看十三节，再看一次。
Here it says their works and labors shall follow them.
这边说到做工的果效也随着他们。
We know that we serve the Lord very diligently.
我们知道我们每个人都来很努力来服侍主。
Obviously, we hope that our works will be remembered by God.
我们也希望我们自己所做的工能够被神所纪念。
But we have to make sure that.We keep the commandments of God to the end.
但是我们必须要确保我们在能够守神的诫命直到最后。
Now when you look at death, yeah?
那我们现在我们面对来看这死亡。
From the very beginning in the book of Genesis,
在创世纪的最一开始。
We know that death is a curse.
我们知道死亡是一个诅咒。
Because Adam and Eve sinned against God.
因为亚当以及夏娃他们犯向神的犯罪。
Therefore, they were cursed by God.
所以他们被神所诅咒。
So from then on, they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
所以他们从被伊甸园里面被赶出来。
But when you read here chapter 14 verse 13,
但是如果我们来看十四章这边启示录十四章十三节。
Here we are told that it's like death is a blessing.
但是这边我们看到的是死亡是一个祝福。
So how can we transform that curse into a blessing?
但是，所以我们要怎么样从这个诅咒转化成一个祝福呢？
Today we are Christian, we are the believers of God.
我们身为基督徒，我们相信神。
We must be righteous, meaning we must keep the commandments of God to the end.
我们必须要公义的来，我们必须要来守神的诫命。
We can turn to Psalms, yeah?
我们来翻开诗篇。
Psalms 116.
诗篇一百一十六篇。
Psalms 116, we read verse 15.
诗篇一百一十六篇十五节。
Psalms 116, verse 15.
诗篇一百一十六篇十五节。
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
诗篇一百一十六篇十五节，在主神眼中看圣民的死极为宝贵。
So if you are righteous,
如果我们是称义的。
When you pass away from this world.
如果我们从这个世界上离世的时候，
your death is precious in the eyes of God.
我们在神的眼中，我们的死去是宝贵的。
So that's why we must make sure that we keep the commandments of God.
所以这也是为什么我们一定要来遵守神的诫命。
Because if we die in the Lord, we are likened to being asleep in the Lord.
所以 所以如果我们遵守神的诫命，我们在神里面死去，也就像是在主里面安息。
I believe in this.
我相信是这样。
In Revelation chapter 14.
在启示录14章。
Even the Spirit speaks. The Holy Spirit speaks.
就算是圣灵也说话。
We read again, chapter 14, verse 13.
我们再看一次启示录14章13节。
Chapter 14, verse 13.
启示录14章13节。
The last part is said, yes, says the Spirit.
在14章13节中间说到，圣灵说， 是的。
It's like the Spirit testified, yeah, to us.
就像是圣灵向我们来证明。
That our death is a precious death in the eyes of the Lord.
我们的死去在神的眼中是很宝贵的死去。
Today, if we keep the commandments of God,
所以今天如果我们守神的诫命,
I believe that before we died,
我相信在我们死去之前,
the Spirit will tell us,
我们的圣灵会告诉我们,
confirm to us that we are God's children.
向我们证明说我们是属神的儿女。
Our work shall follow us.
我们的做工的果效会随着我们。
That's why our death is very different.
所以就是我们的死亡是不一样的。
This is how we can overcome death in terms of being cursed.
所以这为什么说我们从被诅咒变成被祝福。
So we must all keep ourselves in the Lord.
所以我们必须要来将我们谨守在神里面。
Let's read one more verse before we conclude.
在结束之前，我们来再读一个经节。
We read First John chapter 5.
我们来看约翰一书第5章。
We read verse 18.
5章18节。
First John 5:18.
约翰一书5章18节。
We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
约翰一书5章18节，我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
We know that in Revelation we are told the wicked one is going all out to attack us.
我们在知道在启示录里面告诉我们，这些不属神的人会来出来攻击我们。
魔鬼会出来攻击我们。 You know, to cause us to break the commandments.
来使我们来诱使我们来犯罪。
But here we are told that we must keep ourselves in the Lord.
这边告诉我们，我们必须要来保守自己。
And then the wicked one does not touch us.
就算是那恶者也无法害我们。
Because we are in the Lord, we are in the body of Christ.
因为我们在神里面，我们在神的身体里面。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗
205
205首
Please be seated.
请坐。
Now we are going to have our concluding prayer.
我们接下来做结束的祷告。
In our prayer, we pray for the divine work here.
我们为德湾教会祷告。
Also pray for one another.
我们也为彼此代祷。
We also pray for this upcoming spiritual convocation.
我们也为即将来到的灵恩布道会代祷。
Let's kneel down to pray.
我们一起跪下祷告。